You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We are joined by James O'Keefe. He is the driving force behind an incredibly important organization, the Project Veritas. He is also the author of Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy, and most recently, the new book, American Pravda, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News. And Pravda, of course, is the name of the notorious Soviet publication. It means truth, literally, in Russian, but of course had anything but the truth in it during the Soviet era. Let me ask you, James, just on this point about accountability that we were discussing in the previous segment concerning the social media giants and whether they should be, in fact, subject to, well, if not actual regulation by the government, at least accountability. They benefit from statutory protection against lawsuits on the grounds that they are providing, you know, an important public service. And yet, that clearly is enabling them to conduct themselves in a manner that is, as you've documented in the case of Twitter, and I think it applies to some of these others, problematic, to say the least. So in light of that immunity, should there not be some greater susceptibility to government oversight and accountability?
That's the question. What is the solution to these problems is one of the things that people ask. And by the way, we have 400 members of, you know, hundreds of members of Congress and dozens of policy think tanks and all of these subject matter experts who probably have all the solutions manifest. My job is to sort of expose the facts and, you know, reality, but which is no one else in journalism world, which is one of the things this book American Pravda is about. No one seems to be able or willing to do that, or they're afraid to do it. I think the solution's probably in the free market. Some people say they should be regulated like public utilities. I know there are some people at Breitbart who've said that in the past. I'm not quite sure about that. I think it's more likely the case that there's you know, these user agreements, when you sign up for these social media companies, you are signing away your rights. I mean, they have the right to do whatever they want to your data. The question is, do you know that?
Right. And is that right in some way not countermanded by what the government is allowing them to do? And James, there's more to say on this question of what's the right answer, but let me ask you about the role that you are playing at Project Veritas in exposing, as you say, going where no other media platforms are able, perhaps, or certainly willing to go, to expose wrongdoing, really, or other, you know, problems for the American people or our polity. I'd like to ask you to sort of tease out some of the most important themes that you feel you've covered and laid bare for us in American Pravda.
Well, you know, American Pravda is, you know, an exceptional, rollicking adventure story on one level. It's an action adventure story. It's a treatise on modern media. It follows our undercover reporters around as they go infiltrate and unmask political officials and voter fraud. And the reason why I called it Pravda is because the difference between the American press and the Soviet state newspaper Pravda was that the Russian people knew they were being lied to. So privately, they joked about it. They thought it was a practical joke. And in the United States, I mean, of course, they were afraid to do anything about it. They were afraid to go public with it because then they would be sent off to the gulags, right? And in this country, I think we have a problem where a lot of people actually still believe. They still believe the New York Times and CNN. And CNN, only a million people watch it, but they have tremendous power over the American consumer.
And in a way, if you violate what they are saying, if you counter their narratives, you don't go physically to some terrible gulag, but you can be banished into the realm of the politically incorrect and the people who are not fit for polite company. Can you not?
Which is in many ways worse. in our day and age, people would rather in this country give up their lives than their reputations. And Marcus Luttrell, there, in this book, I talk about moral courage. I talk about the need to sort of go after the sacred cows to expose the facts. There used to be in journalists who used to do this work. I mean, this is not necessarily something new under the sun. It's all a little bit of history repeating in the new information age. You had progressive muckrakers who would go undercover into the Chicago meatpacking plants, like Upton Sinclair. You had Lincoln Stevens and Ida Tarbell expose the rot and shame of the cities. You had undercover reporters from the 20s until the 70s in the 20th century that went after Medicaid abuses and entitlement fraud and voter fraud. The Chicago Sun-Times went undercover into poll locations, showing ballots given out willy-nilly to strangers who asked for them, which is what we did in the last 5 years. And these guys won Pulitzer Prizes for doing this type of thing. And what's happened in society, and you know, we are at the there's a chapter here I call recognizing propaganda, and we are entering what F. A. Hayek described as the sort of end of truth, which is, I think, you know, it's all history repeats itself. George Orwell wrote 1984, and George Orwell wrote that the establishment, or in this case, the deep state in modern times, would ask you to deny the evidence of your own eyes and ears. It's their final, most essential commandment. And its case in point is this memo, for example, that no one wants to actually point out what facts are in it. It's all about attacking the whistleblower and attacking the parties who are talking about it. But I think we've reached the end of truth, where what Hayek says, the whole apparatus for spreading knowledge, the school and the press, the radio, the movies, it's all about strengthening the belief in the rightness of the establishment and the authority. And all information that might cause doubt or hesitation in the status quo needs to be questioned and withheld. So what you have is, you have independent citizen journalists like Project Veritas who are putting out facts, putting out manifestly damning facts and evidence. And the system wants to attack us and jail us and shut us down and kneecap us. And that's what this book is about. It's about surviving that. It's about circumventing that. It's about the reasons why it's gotten this far and some amazing stories in the field of what we have accomplished and how we've done it, sort of the roadmap for the future.
And to the extent that you lay this out in the book, American Pravda, James, I was struck that you've actually exposed some of your tradecraft, you know, the daring do, as you say, the action drama, really, of penetrating some of these organizations that you've gotten inside of and exposing them, and then how you have brought that exposure to the largest public light. And, of course, Acorn, I guess, was sort of your maiden voyage in this space, and was an extraordinary achievement. I'm not sure they're completely out of business, but they certainly were taken out for a time. Talk very quickly, if you would, about sort of the main takeaway from that experience.
Well, I mean, you're right. We do get into a little of the covert methods in this book. There's a chapter called Magic where we talk about Project Veritas, this book, American Pravda. You know, if prostitution is the oldest profession, intelligence gathering is a close second. We do basically undercover work, which is, you know, we learn a lot of our techniques from the intelligence community. In fact, we have one of the people that works with us is a former member of the intelligence community. And I've learned these things sort of, I've never been in military intelligence. I've never been a Navy SEAL or an FBI agent. But I've learned through the school of hard knocks how to do it.
Hold the thought. You do it extraordinarily well. And what we want to talk about on the other side of the break is some of the insights that you've learned along the trail in that school of hard knocks. More with our guest, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, the author of a new incipient bestseller, I'm certain, American Pravda, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News. Straight ahead.